My name is Eric Ryan Charles. Stage name, DJ Archaic or Just Archaic. And I'm the station director of Cougar Radio at the University of Houston. Or we could put a mystical song on. You could like, yes. My older brother had downloaded a Chopped and Screwed Currency mixtape off of Dat Piff. And Currency's like one of my favorite rappers. I heard that and I was like, yo, Chopped and Screwed music is live. This is pretty cool. You listen to Chopped and Screwed, it's literally like liquid audio lean, I would say. Cause I mean, it was induced by lean. 100%, that was DJ Screw's favorite narcotic at the time. Time feels like it slows down. Everything at that very moment just ends up slowing down. He literally had a specific way he did his stuff. You could tell he's doing it. There's a specific way that each song is supposed to be chopped and screwed. Houston's rap, Houston's whole style of rap, Chopped and Screwed, DJ Screw, all these things, they changed hip hop really for the better, for the worse. Really, they had one of the biggest impacts on hip hop, period. I am not an advocate for drugs at any sort of way. I don't do it. I don't try them, you know, in my free time or nothing. I'm a relatively like paced person. I just hang out all the time. I've mixed a old Biggie song. I was chopping and screwing. It's Me and My by Me and My by Notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls. I mixed that song. I was chopping and screwing that one, and then I ended up mixing it with a D-Light song. I call her the queen of house music in the East Coast because she ran 90s house music. I mixed it with her and I pretty much turned a chopped and screwed East Coast hip hop song into a house song at the same time. And that's what I live for, is moments like that, because I never thought I'd do something like that. And it just felt like it was supposed to happen. It was a really, really cool feeling. Like, I literally was jumping and yelling. I was like, what? Did I do that? I couldn't believe it. But at this point, I entered like a race. I feel like a competition. Me coming from sports, I see when I make stuff and hear other people's music, all it does is like, it's like a competition for me. It's like, I can make something better. I can do better than that. And so that's what forces me to make what I make. Personally, my sound, people tell me all the time, is like they had never heard a sound like that before. And so for me to have that said about my stuff and to have those influences there along with the chopping and screwed sound, like the slow, because a lot of my, I like my beats, I like them to be fast, but I also like it to be kind of dark and slow at the same time. I personally think I took it to a different direction.